A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Department of Public Safety says they're studying what happened after people overwhelmed the 511 phone line following an Amber Alert. It's the second time the system has caused mass confusion in 2 months. I'm KSL News Radio's Eddie Pierce.
Second, Senator Lindsey Graham is asking the State Department for documents on the Bidens and Ukraine. He's looking for anything related to phone calls during 2016 between Biden and Ukraine's then president. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
Redwood Road is closed in Bluffdale. This is due to a rollover crash. It's been affecting both directions of traffic, approximately 146 south. Consider avoiding the area and using an alternate route like Mountain View Corridor or I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Our storm is moving out and some cold temperatures moving in tonight. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 46 degrees, top stories from ABC News.
The House Intelligence Committee has wrapped up its final public hearing in its impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Members hearing today from two foreign policy experts, both discussing efforts to allegedly pressure Ukraine to conduct investigations into a Ukrainian energy company on which former Vice President Biden's son Hunter sat on the board. California Democrat Eric Swalwell.
I think in the last 2 weeks you've seen us provide the president with a fair process. And the American people with powerful facts.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan with his party's take.
Every single Republican understands what this is for, how wrong this is, and so did two Democrats. So we'll see if they ever get to a vote here the next few weeks, we'll see.
The House Intelligence Committee will now write its report, which will be made public, and then send it on to the Judiciary Committee to use as it considers articles of impeachment. With continuing coverage of the House impeachment hearings, I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL in-depth and the odd press release we received from Bernie Sanders, standing Utah strong for a pair of minor league baseball teams. Bernie says the Ogden Raptors and the Orem Owls are being oppressed by the billionaire Major League Baseball team owners. So I had to call in the guy who's covered sports for 15 years. Dave Noriega is going to explain why Bernie is all about the Utah baseball.
He feels bad for minor league baseball players.
I don't believe that.
He does, and he should, and you should too.
Why?
These poor baseball players, they are being paid peanuts. I mean, absolute peanuts. When you show up to watch them, they are getting $200 or $300 a week. They play 154 games in 5.5 months. They don't get a day off for 6 months, Jeff.
And now Major League Baseball says that's too much, and we want to cut our affiliation with a lot of these teams, like the Orem Owls and the Ogden Raptors.
And the reason they want to do that is because the minor league players have said, we want to be paid at least minimum wage.
So what happens to the Orem Owls? Do the Ogden Raptors shut down business?
They could. Because Major League Baseball teams pay for all the salaries. So even for the Ogden Raptors and Orem Owls, they are paying the salaries of the players. So if they cut off that affiliation, now all of a sudden, all those salaries go on the books for the Raptors and the Owls. They're not making that kind of revenue to be able to pay these players, and that's where they're going to run into trouble.
And the stadiums are going to become apartment complexes.
Exactly. And you lose a huge cultural thing because these have been extremely popular. And the reason they can afford to have cheap tickets and cheap concessions is because the Major League Baseball teams are picking up the salaries. This is so blatantly unfair, Jeff. So blatantly unfair, and has been for a long time. And as soon as the minor leaguers came up and said, hey, wait a second, maybe let's just make minimum wage. This is what they do. This is the intimidation tactic from Major League Baseball. They say, oh, really? Okay, then we're going to just start shuttering or closing down all these teams.
So I'll be looking for the Bernie Sanders sign on your front lawn.
I bought the sticker.
There's half of Dave and Dujanovic, who you hear weekday mornings here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time 4:50. We have emergency traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
We still have a closure in place both directions. Redwood Road, about 146 south in the Bluffdale area due to a rollover crash. We've got delays stacking up in both directions. Some of that traffic will be diverted over to 144th South, but it's best just to avoid the area altogether. Use Mountain View Corridor, or if you know another secret passageway, maybe the frontage road or just on I-15 if you're trying to travel to and from Salt Lake and Utah counties. Now, I-15 itself in Salt Lake County, southbound delays are from 2100 to 7200 South, heavy and slow northbound Draper to Midvale. Michelle?
Well, for drivers headed westbound, this is on the 21st South Freeway. You're seeing those backups between Bangor Highway on out to Magna. If you're on Bangor Highway itself, that's scattered slowing from Salt Lake all the way down to Riverton. I-15 into Utah County, we're busy at the point of the mountain and straggling in through the construction in Lehigh. Steve?
And we have spotty slowdowns on southbound Foothill Drive. They stretch from the Bonneville Golf Course out to 21st South. Northbound I-15 with some thicker traffic closed, 6 North up to the North Interchange, plus the usual slowdowns in Davis County from the Kaysville Ponds up to the Layton Hills Mall. Northbound 89, a little busy there through Fruit Heights, Main to 200 North, nothing new there. Westbound 5600 South and Roy, still busy, I-50 now to 2700 West. Tickets for the 2019 season of The Forgotten Carols, now on sale. Join Michael McLean and enjoy his Forgotten Carols reimagined. Get your tickets today at ForgottenCarols.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here's the 7-day forecast. Better listen, Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, several storms to talk about over the next 7 days. The one we've been dealing with currently is moving out. Skies go partly cloudy tonight, a low of 31 in Salt Lake. 47 and partly cloudy for Friday, mostly sunny and 48 on Saturday. Upper 40s Sunday, and then our next storm gets here on Monday. Look for some rain mixing with snow throughout the day. Bit of a break Tuesday, but then another round moves in the day before Thanksgiving that will linger into the holiday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Dimming skies, 46 degrees in Salt Lake.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
We're not going to take it. No, we ain't going to take it. Oh, we're not going to take it anymore.
Hi, Doug Wright, and as you've heard me talk about, we have an IntelliBed in our home, not only one, but two. One in the guest room. Of course, one in the master bedroom. We have had for years and years. And I know a lot of people, when they look at the IntelliBed, they go, okay, I wonder what the perfect time is to buy a new IntelliBed. This is it, right here, right now, because, and this is great, Black Friday, it's the best time to buy things. But at your IntelliBed store, they're celebrating not just a Black Friday, but 30 days of Black Friday for the holidays. You can save up to $2,500 right now off any IntelliBed King or Queen with the state-of-the-art 555 adjustable base. They're not stopping there. They've included the 30 days of Black Friday sale into their luxury pillows, sheets, and other bedding, 50% off. It's a great time to buy. We have loved our IntelliBed. This is the bed that is firm and soft at the same time, made right here in the state of Utah. Get into your IntelliBed store. It's 30 days of Black Friday.
If you see news, text us at the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. The number is 57500.
Have you been dreaming of your own customized bullfrog spa? Hi, this is Dan. Add a little peace to your body and your mind with the personalized massage of our patented Jetpack Therapy System. Now through Saturday, during our year-end clearance sale, you'll save up to $3,500 on remaining 2019 models. Plus, get an additional $500 rebate on your new Bullfrog Spa at your nearest factory store in Springville, Orem, Bluffdale, Salt Lake, Layton, Logan, or North Ogden. Sale ends Saturday. Bullfrog Spas, peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Make the most of your holiday shopping with triple rewards from Cypress Credit Union. Open a new Visa card and earn triple points, 0% interest on purchases for 6 months, and 10,000 bonus points when you spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. To open your card, stop by a branch or visit cypresscu.com.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Are you experiencing panic attacks, nausea, or diarrhea? Is your computer not turning on? Is it running super slow? Is your internet crawling? Or is it just randomly crashing? You could be suffering from ICS, Irritable Computer Syndrome. I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you had your PC cleaned? Over time, Windows, updates, spyware, malware, and dangerous viruses will make your computer run like crap. You need to bring in your laptop or desktop PC, no matter what brand it is, and let me run a 100% free virus scan, malware, and spyware scan on your computer. Don't wait and risk losing everything. Now, why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends or family need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Charles Schwab is reportedly buying Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade is up 18% on the news. E-Trade shares fell more than 8%. A lot of folks were figuring Schwab was going to snap up E-Trade. Nope. Wall Street today, the Dow is down 54 points. The S&P was down 4. The NASDAQ down 20. Investors are skittish about ongoing U.S.-China trade talks. Boeing and Procter & Gamble were the biggest losers, falling 1% each. KSL News Time, 4:56.
When it comes time to trust a company with the health and well-being of your employees or loved ones, look to Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah.
Hi, I'm Jim Swayze, president of Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's an honor to lead Utah's first insurer and help advance our commitment to serving members' needs and improving the quality of lives in our community. Whether it's ensuring access to affordable health care or providing healthy food for our neighbors, Utahns can count on Regions. Thank you for letting us be part of this wonderful community we all call home.
When you choose Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah, you have access to a full suite of cutting-edge digital solutions to help you with your healthcare costs, and award-winning customer service professionals ready to serve you. Get the most from your healthcare investment with Regions. Visit us at Regions.com or talk to your local broker. Regions, proud to be serving the healthcare needs of Utah. Proud to be your partner. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah.
Time for Jazz Notes. Here's Cleon Wall.
And that's more like it.
Donovan for three.
Utah rained down three-pointers on the Timberwolves in the fourth quarter and left the Twin Cities with a 103-95 victory. Six of Utah's seven threes in the final period came from Bojan Bogdanović and Donovan Mitchell. Bogey had 30 points and Mitchell 26, including this sweet crossover.
Four, Donovan rainbows up a shot, gets it.
Mike Conley had his most complete game.
Conley toes up a three. Got it! How about this one?
He made the other three-pointer in the fourth and tallied 16 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, and didn't turn over the ball once. Rudy Gobert blocked 5 shots in the contest. Check out highlights and analysis of the game by going to KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.